It's day 166 of hashtag 365. Hi.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising and misinformation at every turn.
Even by those that are trying to claim they care about your health.
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
And the battle rages on. Yet another day of hashtag 365 is here. And you know what? When you're embarking on these sorts of life-changing journeys, you want it to be the case that you're fully fighting fit. You know what I mean? That's what this podcast is all about, with little tips and tricks to help build up your resilience and all that kind of good stuff. And one of the things I wanted to talk about today was inspired by a friend of mine who recently told me they've got really bad insomnia. They just can't sleep at all, ever. Now, I've never had, like, clinically diagnosed insomnia, so I don't claim to know what it's like. But I, like everybody, have had nights where I've struggled to get to sleep. And there's been periods in my life where I've struggled to get to sleep, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 nights in a trot, and thought to myself, oh, God, you know, I really need to get some sleep, and my mind's racing. You're thinking about stuff, usually during periods of high stress. Do you know what I mean? Not clinically diagnosed insomnia, but something akin to that. And many, many years ago, probably about 15 years ago or something like that, longer maybe, I came across, and I can't even remember where I first heard about this or whether it's just something I made up myself, but I came across a trick that has worked foolproof for me every single time I've ever needed it since. And I know that sounds like a big claim, but hopefully by now you know that I'm an honest person. I wouldn't just be making stuff up. This, I tell you now, as I bash my head against the microphone. Hear that? This has never not worked for me if I've ever struggled to get to sleep. To the point where I get a kind of feeling of incredible relaxation when I remember this trick. You know, if there's nights in bed where I'm lying there thinking about stuff and thoughts rolling around your mind and you think, oh God, you know, time's getting on a bit. I've got a big meeting tomorrow, whatever. I need to get some sleep. Then I'll go, oh, I'll do the breathe technique. And before you know it, it's the morning. This is how it works. And it's based off a very simple scientific premise. And that is that breathing is an automatic process for people. You don't have to think about your breathing. Your breathing happens naturally. That's just something that your body does to survive. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to concentrate on it. Whatever's going on in your life, even if you're in a coma. Well, actually, I don't know about if you're a coma, because sometimes you do need breathing apparatus for that. But in most circumstances, your breathing happens naturally. Yeah, see, I don't claim to be a scientist. Oh, dear. The way this works, then, it's actually, I've come to realise in more recent years, it's actually a sort of form of meditation, really. What you have to do is you lie in your bed and you get comfortable. Just get into a position where you're relaxed. Arms down by your side. Don't have, like, your arms on yourself. Don't, like, be rubbing your arms or anything like that. Have them down by your side or just resting on your chest or in your lap. However you'd usually get comfortable in bed. Take a few really deep breaths in. And by deep breaths, I mean, like, to the point where if there's other people in the room with you, they'd be able to hear you breathing quite noticeably, right? So sort of this kind of breath. Do you know what I mean? Like, really deep breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Just 3 of those. That's just to set the scene, just to get those shoulders relaxed and get you relaxed into the position that you're in bed. From that point, with every inhalation and exhalation, as your breathing returns to normal, so you go from that very purposeful big breathing to just your regular breathing, your natural's body process, your body's natural process, should I say. With every inhalation and exhalation, I want you to think of the word breathe. So as you're breathing in, you're thinking, breathe. And as you're breathing out, breathe. Breathing in, breathe. Breathing out, breathe. And breathe. And the word breathe needs to rest in your mind with every inhalation and every exhalation. Now, I can't exhale and say breathe at the same time. Well, I suppose I could. Breathe. Breathe. However it works for you, just maintain that word, breathe, in your head while you're doing this exercise. Every inhalation, every exhalation. And if you forget that you need to do it for a second, just remember, as soon as you remember, oh, I've forgotten thinking about breathe, go back to it. Breathe. 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 Just keep it there in your head. And as you get more and more used to that, start trying to visualize the word breathe as well. Actually see it, like the letters in your mind. And if any other thoughts or worries or feelings kind of come into your brain, just imagine that word, that big breathe, however that's, you know, whatever structure that's taking for you. In my mind, it's always in like bubble writing, you know, like almost like comic book style bubble writing. Breathe, like a really kind of long, bubbly type thing. As you have other thoughts and feelings, allow that word to kind of wrap around them and sort of engulf them. Just so this word breathe is just part of every single part of your mind. It's to the left, it's to the right, it's at the front, it's at the back, it's in the center. Any thoughts that pop up, just surround them with this word breathe. All the time, breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. And for me, that process always sends me to sleep. Not necessarily immediately. And you have to, you know, there'll come points where you go, oh, it's not working. It's not working. As soon as that happens, you wrap that thought up in the word breathe, get rid of it and just carry on breathing in, breathing out with that word resonating throughout your whole mind with every inhalation and exhalation. And if you're anything like me, if our brains work in the same way, you'll go to sleep. Believe me when I say. Unless, of course, you've got some medical reason why that's not happening. I don't claim to be a doctor. But that's always worked for me. And I thought I'd bring it up because, like I say, my friend recently told me they were suffering from insomnia. But also, because last night, you know, I'm in a new house now, we've moved. And last night I was like thinking about this a lot. You know, I just had lots of stuff going on in my brain. I was thinking, oh, I've got to unpack that and I'm doing this show tomorrow and I've got to get ready for that and I've got a podcast to do and da da da. Had all this stuff like racing around, thinking about money and everything else. And I just went, oh, do you know what? I need to go to sleep now. I'll just do the breathe thing. And within moments, I mean, I can't even remember having another thought after thinking that. I was just asleep. So for me, it really does work. And that's it. There's nothing else to it. So try it out. And let me know how you get on as well, at Alex Bakerman on Twitter. Always nice to hear from you. Or on Instagram as well, though my Instagram's not as active because, I don't know, just I'm not obsessed enough with myself to post pictures of myself every day on Instagram. Maybe I should, though. Everyone else does it. Oh, look, Alex, just because everybody else... Would you jump off a bridge if everyone else jumped off a bridge? Classic.